This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Amar Rava. Rava said, Hoysa Lefanav Kikar, if there was a loaf in front of you, Shel Hefker, that was ownerless. It was a loaf that was ownerless. Now, you did not acquire it yet. Now, you could have acquired it. You did not acquire it yet. Vamani says, Kikar zu hektish. This kikar should be hektish. Now, is that effective? You don't even own it. So it seems like it is effective. Nutla la'ichla. If you pick it up to eat it, ma'al lafikula. You're misappropriating your oivra mi'ila for the whole thing. La'hayri shalabanav. But to cause it to be inherited to your children. In other words, you're not picking it up to eat. You're picking it up that ultimately it should be bequeathed to your children. Then ma'al lafi toivas hanoshaba. Then, well, what do you get out of it? What, in other words, what are you misappropriating? You're misappropriating that ultimately it will go to your children. So you're only misappropriating the ability to give it to your children. Then you have to, your mayal, in accordance with the value of the toivas hana, what does that mean? Lefi toivas hana. The, how much reciprocation or gratitude your children will have to you. Now, whenever you're over a meal, you have to pay Karen B'chaymesh. Now, what's this deal with the fact that it's kikar of hektish? Why can't it be your own kikar and your makdish it? So, if you pick it up to eat, you're mayal. Because we're going to see, if it's already yours, then by picking it up, you didn't do anything. Because it's yours. It's only because it's not yours, then picking it up could render it mi'ilah. Let's see the first run, which, by the way, is not an authorized run, but we're going to do it anyway. The run says, Haydi nakat le b'kikar shel hefker. The reason why the Gemara picks a kikar of hefker, v'lay nakat le b'kikar shaloi, and it didn't pick his own kikar, shahi saimedes b'chatzera v'hikdisha, that was standing in his chatzer and he was makdishit, because in that case, if he took it to eat it, he's not maya. Why? The kiven the mekame hektish shalaya. So since before it was hektish, it was his. Ula acher hektish gam kim brishus aymedes. And after he was makdish, it's still in his rishus. Then you're taking it is not considered misappropriating. You're like the Gizbar of Hektish, Havalei Kegizbar Shel Hektish. You're like the custodian of Hektish. Damirim B'Soy Perakam D'Chagiga Shem Natal Davar Shel Hektish L'Zaka Yisboi Loi Moal Mishom D'Mei Karnami B'Shusei Koi. Therefore, it has to be a case where you're the, it was Hefker. Because if you pick up something of Hektish to be Zoycha in it, you're not Moyal, if you're the Gizbar. Because it was yours to begin with, and not ba'ashtanami b'rshus, ve'ein mi'ila b'hektish, elo b'moitzi m'rshus hektish r'shus acher. Only if you take it out of the domain of hektish and you put it into a different domain. U'mali b'chatzeroi mali b'yadir. What difference does it make if you're taking it from your chatzer to your hand? In other words, if it was yours already, then picking it up doesn't do anything. Hacha v'hachalei nafak m'rshusei. L'hachi nakat la b'kikar shel hefker. Therefore, it had to pick a case of a kikar of hefker. So now we're going to learn the lamdus. What's the lamdus of if you say kikar zu hektish? How is it hektish? The answer is it's standing within your four cubits. Shekoino yisloi b'chal makam. The four cubits of a person is koine. Mishem hachi ki amar kikar zu hektish chayil Therefore, when he says this kikar is hektish, it's chal, because umakdish ze loy zacha b'mayolam. This makdish never owned it. If he would have owned it, he can't pick it up because it's already in his rishus. But he never owned it, so he was makdish it before he owned it. The afagav de amperakam de amatsiyah de la ramisha adam kainus loy afilu kiloy amar akna. why didn't he own it? Isn't the Da'aram a person acquired to him? Hachashani, here it's different. Mishum dekivan de amar kikar zu hektish. Since he says this kikar is hektish, gali adaite de lehektish nichale. Since he says this kikar is hektish, he's revealing that for hektish he wants it, then likni ledide loy nichale. But he doesn't want to be koinet. V'giluye daite ki hai mahani. This kind of giloy das of I want hektish to be koinet, I don't want to be koinet, works. K'demuchach sugya dahasam. Umatzi lemeved hachi. How is he allowed to do this? How is he allowed to be makdish it? Because the process is to have a lake magbia metzia lechaveroi dekana chaveroi, because it's like someone who picks up a metzia for his friend. His friend is koine it. V'loi who? Not him. But I'm picking it up. Aren't I koine it? No, I'm not. Because by picking up from my friend, I'm a galadas. I don't want to be koine it. Hachenami here too, hektish kani, v'iyu mei oilam loikana, ze nirali. Therefore, mishum hachi, not lalach, if you pick it up to eat it, ma'alafikul, you're mail on the whole thing, shekimen shloi zachaba mei oilam, since you were never zoich in it, enoi kegizvar ale, you're not like a custodian, ulfikach kishen natla, therefore when you took it, hoitziya mishos hektish, you took it out of the domain of hektish, mishum hachi ma'al, therefore you're mail. However, if you picked it up lahirisha labanav ma'al lafi toivas hanoshaba, if you picked it up to bequeath it to your children, your ma'al according to the toivas hana. The kivan deloy higbia ella lahirisha labanav, since you only lift it up to bequeath to your children, v'loy sheyiknu aisa achshav, not that they should be kind it now. It doesn't go lechulin because you didn't pick it up to misappropriate now. You picked it up to give it to your children for later. Nevertheless, your ma'al according to the tevesana lefi shemei achshav yachziku leibanav toiva, because now your children will be grateful to you kivan shehu mechazer leirisham, since you're trying to bequeath to them ubanav ma'alin, and your children will violate me'ila l'chshei yoytziyu when you spend it. In other words, your children will be mile in it. When will your children be mile in it? L'chshei yoytziyai. What does that mean? When the children use it. So now the $1 million question. What in the world is this doing in Nedarim? You know, maybe it's spelling us relief from Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, but what does it have to do with the regularly scheduled subject? Mishum de dam yalei lahach baya de boi minei Rav Chia bar Avin de chihechi de hacha hektish hakikar v'acher kach natla l'achla v'de Rav Chia bar Avin nami osar hakikar v'acher kach nasna loi. This is basically an intro to the next question of Rav Chia bar Avin asked Rava. This situation is similar to what Rav Chia bar Avin is about to ask about, because in this case you were makdish a kikar and then you use it. And the case upcoming of Rav Chia bar Avin, you asked the kikar and then you gave it. So this is, you'll see. But look in the Gemara, Boi minei Rav Chia bar Avin mei Rava, Rav Chia bar Avin asked Rava. Which Rava? This Rava, the Rava that was just speaking about a case of hiktish and then ma'al. So Rav Chia bar Abba says to Rava, okay, what do you say about the following? So the reason we bring this in is because we're about to ask a shayla about Nedarim. And to introduce it, we talk about a case that is relevant to it. Okay, here we go. Boy mine Rav Chia bar Avin mei Rava. Rav Chia bar Avin asked Rava, kikari alecha, my kikar is aser to you. I didn't say I said my kikar. I didn't say this kikar. I didn't say kikar. I said my kikar is asr to you. And then I gave it to you as a present. What's the halacha? Mahu? Kikari amarlai? Is the emphasis on my kikar? And if it's the emphasis on my kikar, only when it's my kikar it's asr to you. But now it's your kikar, so you're allowed to have it. Ki isa b'rshusehu da asr. When it's in his rishus, it's asr. Or maybe alecha amarlai. On you. The emphasis is on you. I made it hektish to you, irrespective of whether it's mine or not. That's the shaila of Rav Chiya bar Avin of Rav. Look in the Ran, third wide line. Boy mine Rav Chiya bar Avin Rav ki kari alecha unesan olay b'matano mahu ki kari amarle ki isa b'rshusei aser the ki kari my kikar ba'oid sha kikar shaloi mashma. While it's mine, avala achar shenasna, but after it's given, kiven dolai havish shaloi, since it's not his, moterba. Aydilma alecha amarle, on you, ve'ilave shavi hektish. I'm making it hektish to you, dahachi karmale, zu, shi achshav, kikari, this which is now mine, asura alecha la'olam. Now, the Ran points out, again, this is not part of the legislated Ran, but Reb Chiya would say it's a davar pashat that if the Madar said, Madar says kikar zeh, that if the Madar would give it to someone else, the Muda would be mutter. Like the Gemara in Hashutfim, if I say your house, I'm not going to enter your house, your field. So if the guy dies or sells it, it's mutter. So whenever there's a middle guy, it becomes mutter. So then why is this different? This is different because there is no middle guy. It's going straight from the madar to the mudar. Aye, says the Ran. Well, if it's different because it's going straight from the madar to the mudar, prove it from that case. Because there it says only if you give it to someone else, it's mutter. That's mashma. If you give it to the same guy, it's asr. No. There, if you give it to the same guy, it's asr. In other words, why don't we prove from there? There it's only mutter if there's another guy. That's mashma. If it's the mudar, it would be asr. So the Ran says there it's not necessarily a raya because it picked that certain case to be for stylistic reasons. That this is the shaila. Is the emphasis on my kikar or is the emphasis on you? Amar lei. So Rava said, Pshita, it's Pashat, Afagav the Yavalei B'matana, even though you gave him a gift, Asar. Why is it Pashat? Because why else did I say you? Why Ela Kikari Alechal Afuke Mai? What else is my kikar usher to you coming to exclude? What my lava fuke di ganva mine mignev? What is it coming to exclude that it's usher to you when it's mine? But if you steal it, then it's okay? Is that what he's saying? Let's see what this means. The Ran says, "Amrle pshita da afagav the yavel neale b'matana aser." Why? It's pasha that even though you gave it to him as a gift, it's aser, because otherwise, alecha laafuke mai laafuke di ganva mignev. Bitmiya with a wonder. Kalaimar Vadai Dafagav Diavalene Bimatana. It's for sure. Even though he gave it as a matana, Asur Alav Kikarai. He asserted his kikar. That even though you gave it as a matana, it's asur. Why? Di Eloi lays in yin asur alav. Why did he assert on him? In other words, I have a question. Why did I say this is asur to you? it's mine. Right? I say like this, you know, my water, you see the water in my cup? I have a nice cup over here. It says caution, contents may be hot. It's a very nice cup. It's usher to you. Why am I ushering it to you? You don't live in my house. I hope not. I mean, you know, you're looking into my house, but I mean, you're welcome to come. You could come anytime. I have a nice room for you. You could go, really, you could book it anytime. But why am I ushering it to you if I have it and you don't? So it must be I'm ushering it for when I give it to you. Why else am I ushering it? Oh, because I'm ushering it in case you steal it. Why do I think you're going to steal my cup? While it's mine and my rishus, I don't have to usher it. It's usher to you because it's not yours. Oh, maybe I usher it in case you steal it. Why is the guy thinking that way? He doesn't think that way. Now, according to the Ran, you have to take out the word loy. My lav laafuke. Oh, no. My lav laafuke di ganva mine mignav. Meaning, bitmiya? No, people don't think that way. Alavade lochi asra kedei. You know why it's asr? You know why I asserted it? So that kedei shalai yafzer ba shiyinula. I don't want you pressuring me to give it to you. Vikivan shakein, since this is so al karchach. It has to be afilu la'achar matana asra ala. Even after a gift, I'm asering it. So, regarding the question, Rav Chiya bar Aben had, Rava says it's pasha that it's asr after I give it to you. Why else did I asr it? It's mine. I didn't asr it in case you steal it. So, Rav Chiya bar Aben said, no. Amalei loy la'afuke. Loy la'afuke di azmanei ala. Maybe it's to exclude, you know when I'm asring it to you? Not if I give it to you. If I give it to you, then it's yours. It's not mine. If I invite you to my house, I'm asking you ba'ana, not if I give it to you. If I give you something, it's yours. Listen to this unbelievable Gemara. If I invite you to eat in my house, it's not yours. You know, there's a shaila in halacha. You have people go to a wedding, and then they start, you know, they come after hours to the wedding, and they come with pans, and they start scooping their special plate of potato kugel. They bring home supper for the next night. You know how to do that. When someone gives you food, it doesn't become yours. It's their food that they let you use. But how much do they let you use? They let you use for you. Or maybe whatever is normal to bring home, maybe a piece for the better half. But there's a shaila. Let's say, you know, you go to a wedding, or I invite you to my house, and I invite a lady. And you take my kugel and you hand it to the lady and you say, Hareya mekudeshes li bekugel zu, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Eina mekudeshes. You don't own the kugel. I didn't give you the kugel. You don't own it. It's my food, not your food. I let you eat my food. So Rav Chiya bar Aben is saying, no, the reason I aser is not if I give it to you as a gift. If I give it to you as a gift, maybe it's mutter. Maybe I never meant to aser. Why, the reason I'm asking Bahana is if I invite you to come to eat at my house. Amarle la fuke di azmane Allah. Kalaimar says Aran. La'ilam emalach di avle b'matana. Really, you could say if you give it as a gift, shariyale, it's mutter. B'chika amarle, when he said to him, Alecha, it's asr to you, la fuke di azmane Allah. That if I invited you, titzarle, it will be asr. That he shaita nami kikarahi, because at that hour, it's also, at that moment, it's still his. So I want to tell you an amazing chassam sofer. If food that you eat from someone belongs to the balabayas, then how did Yaakov Avinu acquire the bechayra? Lechayra, Yaakov Avinu is samach al shulchan aviv. The food does not belong to him, it belongs to Yitzchak. How did he transfer those beans to purchase the Bechaira? Now, We know that food that he was cooking to him was Sudas Havra. Sudas Havra. He was cooking him the meal that you give to another. There's halacha, Sudas Havra has to be Mishal Acherim. So how did Yaakov make for Yitzchak Sudas Havra? Says Achsam Sofer, it must be Yitzchak was makne to Yaakov Avinu at that moment, those beans. It just so happened to be. Oh, it's the first time in Yaakov Avinu's life Yaakov Avinu ever owned something to eat. Well, it sure came in handy because just then Esav came in and Yaakov said, wow, look at the Hashgacha Pratis over here. Yeah, my father was just makne to me the pot of beans. I really needed to own something right now. This was the first time Yaakov Avinu ever owned anything in his life, and it was just at the perfect time he was able to use it to buy the Bechaira. Okay, Rabbi Isai, you know, the little last night was a whopper. Okay, this was a little bit of a short amud, and I wish you a great night. Okay, kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Kol tov.
I heard Rabbi say that before.
Yeah.
In the. Yeah.
No, so I once wanted to add, that's what it says, Vayoichal, Vayesht, Vayakam, Vayelach, Vayives, five vavs. The Ramos says that the 15 vavs in a row in Emes V'Yatziv are, each five vavs is a Shem Havaya plus the Oisiyos. So we do it three times to make up the missing three words of Hashem Lekechem Emes. In any event, yeah.
Were there five vavs that Yaakov took from Eliyahu?
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
The question is, was Yitzchak given over to Yaakov on condition to give it back to him? I don't remember the.
Oh, you mean, did Yitzchak give him a Tana Menasa Hachzer?
Was it?
I thought you said it to be Hefker or something. That's how Yaakov picked God as Hefker. That's how he acquired it. Because then he didn't have to give it back to Yitzchak.
Mm-hmm. I said he was makna to him. I mean, so what did ultimately, what was the Sudas Havra?
What happened?
Well, it's also shows in how Yaakov prioritized his money, you know, to buy Olam Haba.
Yeah.
He would have his Olam Haba.
Okay, Shkayach.
How are you? Are you feeling better?
Today was better.
Did we ever take the vinegar?
The amount that I was able to get down.
It stopped. are you, sorry for asking, but are you bleeding or no?
No.
Not bleeding, okay. All right. My last time was very rough that I had. I mean, I would say it was pretty. I mean, I actually had to go in and do surgery. Had this cast of my warrant, it wasn't too big. You're going to be able to pass it?
Yeah, Bezos Hashem, yeah.
Okay, all right. Try the vinegar. I'm saying the vinegar is hard. Just with a lot of water. Put it inside the water, drink it with the water.
Okay.
You know, that's you'll feel it the next day. It works, it's good.
Okay.
And the asparagus cream, were you able to do that or?
It's been pretty hectic.
I'm gonna have to send you some asparagus on Amazon.
Thank you.
Ready. Only good things.
Okay, amen. Thank you.
Okay.
Lithotropy didn't. You know where they blast it? That didn't do the job.
It was too big. I was in a lot of pain, so they just decided to go in. But it's messy. It's also, again, if you can pass it, it's better. It's cleaner. But sometimes they have to do that. So, but again, if you can do it internally without having to go through all that, that's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Try the vinegar. Try the vinegar. Just try to push yourself to. It's. I mean, I already acquired a taste for it, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Bother me so much, but even if you mix it with water and just drink it down really fast, it's gonna definitely. As long as you get it a little bit smaller, that it can just go through, then you're gonna feel much better.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All the best.
Okay, Mike. Good night. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.